Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some kidding around, celebrate some birthdays, make some friends, enjoy some watermelon, make a mad dash, and celebrate National Citrullus Lanatus Day.
What?
You'll find out. Last week, August 1st, was Friendship Day. People joke about holidays or special days being created by greeting card companies, but it's no secret that Friendship Day was actually founded by greeting card company Hallmark in 1919, and was intended to be a day for people to celebrate their friendships by sending each other cards. It had faded out completely by 1940, but in April of 2011, the United Nations officially declared July 30th as International Friendship Day, and we can all see how much that's been taken to heart by the world. I don't know why every day can't be Friendship Day, and we're going to celebrate it today by starting off the show with a set of rapidly rotating records about friends, beginning with Smith Ballou.
Gospel true, the way a silly little child would. I can't excuse it on the grounds of you. I was no babe in the wild wood. She didn't mean it, I should have seen it. Now it's too late. I thought I'd found the girl of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. She's going to turn me down and say, can we be friends? Oh, I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. She's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Why should I care? Though she gave me the air, why should I cry? Heave a sigh and wonder why. I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Sort of tongue.
But it means a lot to folks in my hometown. Although I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way.
What we've been and not to kiss again seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends but one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried, and suddenly love died. The story ends, and we're just friends.
From February 11, 1932, Dick Robertson with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and Just Friends, written by John Klenner and Sam M. Lewis. That was preceded by Tom Berwick and his orchestra, identified on the label of that Electrodisc 78 as Bob Miller's Memphis Orchestra, and A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet. Harry M. Woods wrote the tune and Gus Kahn the lyrics. Electrodisc used a whole slew of pseudonyms for Berwick's orchestra, including the Pennsylvania Collegians, the New Yorkers, Johnny Lee and his Palm Beachers, and Murray Gelbin, Harold Mooney, Stanley Worth, and Jim Harkins and their orchestras. The vocalist there was Rex Blaine, who may have been a musician in the band and was nominal leader on at least two sides. We begin that friendship set with Smith Ballou and his orchestra, with Smith Ballou himself taking the vocal honors on Can't We Be Friends, from December of 1929. Can't We Be Friends was written by Paul James and Kay Swift and was introduced on Broadway by Libby Holman in The Little Show. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Most of the topic segments on the show are pretty straightforward, based on an artist or composer's birthday or tied to a specific event. This segment, however, was arrived at in a rather roundabout manner. Those of you who are Facebook friends with me may have seen my recent obsessive postings of cocktails. Well, the other day I was looking for the definitive answer to the question, what is the exact measure of a dash, as in a dash of bitters? The answer, by the way, or the one I'm going with in my bar anyway, is 1/6 of a teaspoon, or 6 drops. In carrying out this vitally important research, I came across the name of Erwin Dash, with which I was totally unfamiliar. Turns out Erwin Dash was a pianist, a composer, songwriter, and publisher who was active for over four decades on two continents. His career began in 1911 when he published his only rag, Blue Ribbon Rag, in Philadelphia, and wound up in London when in 1944 he wrote I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts under the pseudonym Fred Heatherton. In between, he wrote Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous with Al Dubin, Irving Mills, and Jimmy McHugh, accompanied Josephine Trix of the Trix Sisters, and founded Erwin Dash Music Company Limited in London, which published popular songs and dance music. Here are three from Erwin Dash. Thank you.
raggy syncopation. You captured every nation. Dixieland, you set them wild. But they are pleased. They're ravens, they're craven for your melodies. Dixie fills the whole wide world with rags. Oh, Dixie gave the world a jazzy jag. Even kids up to all three, how they love a jazzy melody. Keep a call for it, keep a call for it on land and sea. Since those southern tunes are such a fad, classic music seems to be in bad. And pretty soon we're gonna hear Caruth try to sing the Memphis blues. Oh, Dixie made us jazz band mad.
Of coconuts, there they are standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Not every ball you throw will make me rich. Oh, there stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch. Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch. Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch. Oh, roll a bowl of all, roll a bowl of all. Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch.
Roll up, three shies a penny. Now, what you knock down, you take away. What about you, lady? Come on, have a basin full.
Oh, no, really? I couldn't possibly manage to.
Oh, go on, Mum, have a go. You didn't do so bad to the night when you threw frying pan at me, Dad.
Oh, yes, but that was different, you see. It was a large frying pan and your father's such a fat fella.
Now then, make up your mind, lady. Either you're going to have a go at the coconuts or you ain't going to have a go at the coconuts.
Now then, look here, young man.
You didn't do so bad to the night when you threw frying pan at me, Dad. Oh!
There you are. I told you you'd get it if you were saucy, didn't I?
Got a lovely bunch of coconuts, and every ball you throw will make me rich.
Oh, there stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pinch. All together,
singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pinch.
Harmony,
singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pinch.
a bowl of all.
Roll a bowl of all.
Singing roll a bowl of all, a penny a penny.
That recording may be from 1949, but it's definitely got a 1930s feel to it, so I went ahead and played it. That, and I was having enormous trouble coming up with Irwin Dash recordings. Anyway, that was Billy Cotton and his band, with the vocal by Ellen Breezy Breeze and the band on I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts, credited to Fred Heatherton, actually Irwin Dash. As Fred Heatherton, Irwin Dash also wrote Dreams of Yesterday, which was featured and broadcast by Leslie Hutchinson, better known simply as Hutch. Before that, from September of 1920, it was Eddie Cantor and Dixie Matus' jazz band Mad, written by Irwin Dash, Howard Johnson, and William Wells. We started off with Hinky Dinky Parlez-Vous, played there by Jan Garber and his orchestra on July 2, 1924. Today, August 3rd, is National Citrellus Lanatus Day.
What?
Okay, what you call watermelon. We've never celebrated National Watermelon Day on the show before. Watermelons were first harvested in Egypt about 5,000 years ago. They're 92% water, and the world's heaviest watermelon was grown in Arkansas in 2005 by Lloyd Bright, weighing in at a hefty 268.8 pounds. The watermelon, not Lloyd. It's comforting to know that I weigh slightly less than the world's heaviest watermelon. There are about 1,200 varieties of watermelon grown in 96 countries of the world, with about 300 varieties grown here in the U.S. With thanks to the National Watermelon Promotion Board for those bits of trivia, here are some rapidly rotating records to help us celebrate National Watermelon Day.
Holy lady do, holy lady do, lady do. Holy lady do, holy lady do, holy lady. Well, the watermelon's smiling on the vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Now they're white on the bottom and red in the middle, and just as sweet as a tune on a fiddle. The old cotton patch am looking fine. The bowl's am coming and she's blooming all the time. You plant your melons between the rows, and how we love 'em, the good Lord knows. The watermelon's smiling on the vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Well, they're white on the bottom and green on the top, and they make your tongue go flippity-flop. Oh-lee-dee-dee-doo, oh-lee-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo, oh-lee-dee-dee-doo, oh-lee-dee-dee-doo, oh-lee-dee-dee-doo. Now the corn am growing down on the farm. See my paw with a milk pail on his arm. The new mown hay is oh so sweet. I know them melons are ready to eat, cause a watermelon's smiling on a vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Now they're white on the bottom and green on the top, and they make your tongue go flippity-flop. Oh-dee-dee-dee-doo, oh-dee-dee-doo-dee-dee-doo, oh-dee-dee-dee-doo, oh-dee-dee-dee-doo, oh-dee-dee-dee-doo. Now old farmer Ray, well, he's going away. I know his melons are sweeter than the hay. I run right over and I grab me one. I hear a shot and I start to run, cause the watermelon's smiling on a vine. It's summertime and watermelon's fine. Well, they're white on the bottom and red in the middle, and just as sweet as a tune on a fiddle.
Meet me, pretty Lindy, by the watermelon vine.
Down in Louisiana, where the Mississippi's flowing. Oh, oh, Miss Lindy,
on the old plantation where the cotton and were growing. Oh, oh, my Lindy Lou. As I sit a-thinking when my day's working through, I think of you, for you're my Lindy Lou. And you'll always find me when I've nothing to do, singing the same old song. Lindy, Lindy, sweet as a sugar cane. Lindy, Lindy, say you'll be mine. When the moon am a-shining, then my heart am a-pining. Meet me, pretty Lindy, by the watermelon vine. When the moon am shining and the darkies am a-singing, oh, oh, Miss Lindy. Over to the big house where the banjos am a-ringing, oh, oh, my Lindy Lou. In the melon patch we sit as cute as can be, just you and me on the trunk of a tree. And just like the nightingale I'm happy and free, singing the same old song.
Around. Only Tommy Tucker ever gets a kiss. When the fellows corner him, he tells them this. When I brought an apple, she let me hold her hand.
When I brought an orange, we kissed to beat the band.
When I brought bananas, she hugged me all her might.
I'm gonna bring a watermelon to my girl tonight.
When I brought an onion, she said it made her cry. When I brought a grapefruit, it squirted in her eye. When I brought marshmallows, she said I can't elope. I brought her garlic, now I'll find her in the dark, I hope.
Listen, California, watch your orange grow.
Mary's friends, I warn ya, will come out in droves.
They'll attack each orange, and they'll stew each prune.
They all dance in fruit stores now to Tommy's tune. When I bring her oolong, it suits her to a tea.
When I bring her cocoa, she always flirts with me.
When I bring her coffee, we play a kissing game.
And when I bring her my homebrew, she tells me her right name.
When I brought a rowboat, she kissed me on the cheek. When I brought a sailboat, she booked me for a week. When I brought a tugboat, she sure did treat me right. I'm going to bring a battleship up to my girl tonight. ¶¶
cuddled up to me. When I brought a Polly, she laughed right out with glee. When I brought a bulldog, she shouted with delight. Oh, oh, I'm gonna bring an elephant up to my girl tonight. I brought Thomas Meehan, she didn't like his style. I brought Charlie Chaplin, he didn't make her smile. Valentino bored her, no matter how he tried. But she adored Ben Turpin, cause he has such dreamy eyes.
Last time I played that song, back in 2007, it was by the Savoy Havana Band, directed by Reg Batten, with Ramon Newton doing the vocal. This time we heard I'm Gonna Bring a Watermelon to My Girl Tonight by the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, from an Edison Diamond disc recorded June 25, 1924. I'm Gonna Bring a Watermelon to My Girl Tonight was written by Con Conrad and Billy Rose. Before that, it was by the Watermelon Vine, Lindy Lou, by the Dixie Stars. The Dixie Stars were Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson, who is credited on the label of that September 24, 1928 Brunswick 78, without the initial J. And according to the recording ledger, Mr. Robinson was at the piano. The pair also recorded It Takes a Cincinnati Yellow to Satisfy a Georgia Brown in 1927. If you're interested, you can hear that on YouTube. By the Watermelon Vine was also recorded by the Edison Male Quartet and by the Mills Brothers with Benny Carter more than a decade later in 1939, I believe. It was written by Thomas S. Allen in 1904 and was featured in minstrel and vaudeville shows. I'd never heard of Thomas S. Allen, but he was apparently a rather prolific composer in the aughts, teens, and twenties, with such hits to his credit as Whip and Spur Galop, Hoopy Cack, Low Bridge Everybody Down, and the Pussycat Rag. We began the set with Johnny Marvin singing, playing his own composition, and accompanying himself on ukulele on Watermelon Smiling on the Vine, from a Victor record made August 21, 1929. There are quite a few other vintage songs about watermelon, and there's a 1927 Victor recording I wish I had of a comic scene titled Mr. Contafardos, President of the Watermelon Society, performed in Greek by the Demetriades Trio, credited on the label as the Victor Comedy Company. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. One of Irwin Dash's compositions, again written with Jimmy McHugh and Al Dubin, is My Kid. It was recorded by Bell Baker, but unfortunately I don't have a copy of it. I do, however, have some Rapidly Rotating Records about some other kids, starting with the cutest kid in town. Here's Merle Johnston.
Kid in town, the sweetest thing for miles around. Take a look now, ain't that nice? Bet you can't help looking twice. How'd you like to have a slice of her affection? She's got the cutest eyes of brown, yes sir, and how she rolls them up and down. Everybody looks her way. Listen and you'll hear them say, oh, there goes the cutest kid in town. Thank you.
Above for someone to love and care for me. Lovingly they point and say that he's nobody's kid. They call me a brat for nothing I did. There are times I feel like stealing a mother, so no one could say, take him away, that's nobody's kid.
Sailing kites and having fights, playing soldier too. come back and make us feel blue. Memories that will follow you your whole life through. Now the sun is sinking, in our hearts we're thinking, just to be little kids again.
Lovely, nostalgic, and melancholy record. Kids Again, performed there by Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra. The vocal trio was Tom Sandoval, who played clarinet and tenor sax in the band, Ted O'Hara, who played banjo, and Ken Allen, who, I guess, didn't play anything in the band. Kids Again was written by two members of the Gene Goldkett band, accordionist and vocalist Harold Stokes and cornetist Nat Natoli. Before that was a Grey Gull studio band with Mike Mosiello on trumpet, Andy Sanella on alto sax, Frank Banta on piano, and either George Hamilton or Joe Green on drums, and Nobody's Kid from December of 1929. The vocalist is unidentified. We started off that kiddie set with Chick Bullock, backed by Merle Johnston and his orchestra, and The Cutest Kid in Town, from September 28, 1931. Felix Bernard and Al Hoffman composed the tune, and Herb Magidson wrote the lyrics. There were a number of birthdays this past week, and we'll get to as many of them as we can in the time remaining. Here's Ben Burney and all the lads.
Thank you.
there came a rainbow above. From out of space, you came to me one day, my love. Across the moon, there came a dark cloud in view. And all too soon, now here am I, but where are you? I try to reach you when dusk is falling. I seem to see you, hear you calling. Your smiling face was like a vision above. From out of space, oh please come back to me, my love. Like a vision from above. Why must you be out of space? Darling, please come back to me. Bring back my love.
Bye.
We started off this final segment of the show with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with Carefree from September 20th, 1937. The vocal duo singing that Peter DeRose song was Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, whose birthday was July 31st, 1904. I tried to find a recording of Billy without Scrappy, but I'm not sure that one exists. Next, it was Nan Wynn with Hal Kemp and his orchestra on October 18th, 1939, and Out of Space. Out of Space was composed by Gene Gifford and Joe Bishop. Winky Tharp wrote the lyrics. Winston Collins Winky Tharp was born July 28, 1905. Rudy Valley was born exactly 4 years before Winky Tharp on July 28, 1901. We heard him in a rare recording with a group other than his Connecticut Yankees. That was Joe Herlihy and his orchestra and Bye Bye Pretty Baby, written by Jack Gardner and Spike Hamilton. The band recorded a version on August 24, 1927 for Edison with a vocal trio, but that effort was rejected. This issued recording, made several weeks later on September 16th, included Rudy Valley and the trio, a gig which Valley remembered very well because he was never paid for it. We finished up with Roy Bargee, born exactly 10 years before Billy Hillpot on July 31st, 1894, and a piano solo of his own composition, Sunshine Capers. Waxed March 18th, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.